Good morning, Joe.
How are you this morning?
How could you be anything but terrific with this weather we're enjoying, huh?
Boy, I'll tell you, if the whole summer could stay like this, I think a lot of people, including myself, would be really happy.
Yeah, indeed.
the last week of spring, actually. Summer arrives on Friday.
That's right. Yes. Officially.
Officially, yes, according to the calendar, anyways. And with that comes a question of summer recreation, and any thoughts on that at the moment, Mayor?
Yeah, I think we're going to pull some stuff off. I really do, the way things are headed and following certainly the guidelines and the phasing. I've had some conversations with Commissioner Murphy and Michelle Haney from the Rec Department, and they're planning on pulling some things off, including some camps and all. Mm. Again, following the appropriate guidelines, but we really wanted to look at it. I mean, you know, you look at what happened, obviously, at the end of school, understandably so, but, you know, kids need these things right now, you know?
Yep.
And I would also suggest that there's a number of people that their vacations were canceled, so even more pressure at home with the kids to do something. So I think this is a great thing for our families, and it helps those parents out there. So more to follow, but yes, we are going to have it may not be as robust as usual, mm-hmm. but there'll still be ample opportunity for kids.
That's great news, for sure. We've already seen, you know, of course, the playgrounds, tot lots, the beaches, people are able to do that safely, so why not?
Absolutely.
QuincyRec.com, I know, is the Recreation Department website, so folks should be checking that out regularly, I'm sure. The city now has an operating budget for the next fiscal year, Mayor.
Yes, as you know, at June 30th, the old one ends, and then July 1, the new budget begins. Mm-hmm. I thank the City Council, Chairman of the Finance, Dave McCarthy, and Nina Liang, our council president, and all the councils for their support and cooperation, and they have a lot of questions. This is the time of the year for them to see the department heads firsthand and question them about anything operationally. Or it's not just about the budget, but it gives a chance for the department head to speak about their mission, and mm-hmm. the councils get their questions answered. So as we said going into it, it was a very lean budget anyway. There were no raises in it. It was pretty straightforward, with the exception of a few increases in health insurance, for example, the retirement bill that we get from the retirement board. Mm-hmm. So a few numbers like that were up, but other than that, it was pretty lean.
Yeah, there were very few modifications, if any, passed pretty much as written. Is the goal still to keep the property tax rate in check?
That's the goal. Yeah. I mean, you know, what the last three predecessors before me, they used the average single-family tax bill as the barometer on this thing, mm-hmm. and because it's impossible to control every single bill because of the changes. So if we're not adding any expense to the property tax, then, you know, other than values changing, there shouldn't be much difference. So, for example, somebody's taxes may go up $10, somebody's may go down $10, but the average increase is zero. Mm-hmm. That's the best we can do, the average increase. So because of the value situation, everybody's values are different, and the formulas and so forth. So, but that is the goal, and we'll see how we make out in the fall.
Okay, very good. Can we talk a little bit about plans for a new revolving fund to help with library expenses, Mayor?
Yeah, sure. We have a number of revolving funds, some with Park and Rec, some with DPW, and the library suggested we have one with them, and it made some sense, because what this is really for is when somebody doesn't return the books or the tapes or whatever, and there's a charge on that, a fee. Mm-hmm. I mean people for the most part are honest, but if you didn't have a fee associated, some of them would never return them. They just forget, you know.
Yeah.
So the library system can now capture that fee right into the revolving fund, which then allows them to go out and purchase additional library materials, books, tapes, whatever it may be, to keep their, you know, their stock updated and advanced. And so I think it's a good thing. It keeps the dollars right in that budget mm-hmm. that would otherwise just fall in the general fund.
I see. Okay, very good. And will the library itself maintain that fund, or how will that be managed?
Yes, they do. And okay. then, of course, the Municipal Finance oversees it. Mm-hmm. And every year at the time of the budget, we have a vote of the council of it. It's not something permanent. Every year, essentially, the council signs off on these things.
I see. And would the fund have to be approved by the council at first to be established, or could it just be implemented right away?
No, it's. I believe it was in the mix last night,
oh, okay.
so it should be all set to
Very
get
good.
Started, right.
A different look to Flag Day back on Sunday this year, Mayor. What did you think? How did it go?
Well, a very different look, yeah. But a very similar look.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I mean, the flag flying between the ladder trucks, we've had those over the years up at Pageant.
Sure.
So that felt good. But yes, very different in that no parade, no kids walking, carrying their flag, no bands, no floats.
No hoodsies.
But, well, there was some hoodsies floating around.
Oh, I missed a hoodsie.
Mr. Welch made sure I got my hoodsie or two. So that was good. But yeah, I think it was well received. I think people needed something positive.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of people, put some things on the cars, some flags and bunting and...
Yep.
And came through beeping and kids waving out the windows. And, hopefully that's not the new normal. But certainly for this year, it allowed us to continue our streak of celebrating Old Glory in Quincy. A little different than what we normally do. However, we still get chalk it up to a celebration. So I appreciate the people involved. The firemen did a great job setting it up down there for us. And it's an interesting job because a number of people actually pulled over. I just kind of stood along the route because we had music playing, and they enjoyed that time there. It is a cool event, and I know it's truly missed by people. So those diehards were down there. I saw Mr. and Mrs. Dunn from Dickens Street. He's an old Marine and a great, great guy. And they walked down from Fennel Street area and said hello to him. And same thing, they normally would be at the event. And,
sure.
We're glad to be there, even though it was scaled down. But on to next year, right?
Yeah.
Well, the 70th.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of positives, though. People mentioned to me that they were impressed to be able to get up close and personal with that giant flag that they not normally would out in the outfield at Pageant Field. So really got a sense for how large that is. And they get to see the new tiller ladder truck up close.
That's right.
Yeah,
the two ladder trucks. Actually, we have two large flags. So we have what this one was the 50 by 30 we've used for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Last year at Flag Day was the first time we used what became known as the Hancock Adams flag, which is the one flown at the dedication of the Hancock Adams Park. That one's 80 by 50.
Okay.
So that one we needed the cranes last year because it was too big for the ladder trucks to carry.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll use both next year. Maybe we'll have the ladder trucks do this along the route. The kids can walk under it, and then we'll have the cranes up at Pageant.
Yeah, so there you go. So more positive things coming out of
this. Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mayor, I didn't know if you wanted to... comment at all on some of the comments that have been made regarding the protests and things that you have said, taken to task about that in the papers.
Well, look, Joe, these are crazy times we're living in, and I've always, part of the beauty of this country is people can get together and protest, and protest, and you'd hope peacefully. And, it's been really disheartening. No, let me back up. Mm-hmm. I mean, what happened to Mr. Floyd was outrageous, horrific, and never should happen in this day and age in our country, period. That police officer, in my opinion, was a thug. So, when I watched what was going on in Boston, and it was just amazing to me, the criminal acts that were happening. And I'm not suggesting it was tied to the protest necessarily, but criminals know how to take advantage of situations.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see in video, cars pulling up, guy watching, people run in, stealing stuff from the store, load the car up, and they got nothing to do with the protest or have any strong feeling about it. They're mm-hmm. taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah.
So that's what I saw on TV in Boston. I was disgusted by it. And so I made comments, and people didn't like what I said, or how I said it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't aware of the terms, I guess, that are now associated with other things. And so I certainly didn't. That was never my intent.
Mm-hmm.
But the flip side is, it would be nice to hear people condemning what went on. It's amazing to me that we can just justify this.
Mm.
I think Martin Luther King would be horrified on some of this. I mean, he was out front putting himself in the line, but always, always, always in a peaceful way.
Mm-hmm.
So are there injustices still in this country? Of course there are. Is it systemic racism? I'm not so sure of that. But it's worthy of the discussion. And, I think that's fine. That's what this country's all about. And the flip side is you can't throw everybody under the bus here. I mean, our police department has been one of the most progressive in the nation, Joe. Domestic violence back in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
we were one of the first in the country to get involved with the DA and the court system protecting women who were being abused by their spouses. It was, you know, outrageous what men used to get away with. So, and I could go on and on. First, to use Narcan, you know, police following up with social workers to people that have been affected by ODs. And it's not just punitive, the police work. They're an integral part of what we do to keep people safe, but also to advance the health and welfare of everybody. So I got a little disturbed by some of the comments made in general about all police departments. And, you know, you come to the Northeast, and certainly in Massachusetts and Quincy, you have to take an exam. You have to go through a very thorough background check. You have to have a psychological exam. You have to have a physical exam. And then you go through 6 months of intense training. I would suggest that, you know, this is different around here. I'm not suggesting that we're perfect. That's because, you know, at the end of the day, we're all humans, Joe. And I don't care what organization, what business you're in, there are jerks everywhere. And, we certainly want to weed them out. And if it becomes an issue, then move swiftly to handle the situation. But overall, this city's been a city of immigrants for over 100 years. We've had few issues. We've had issues, don't get me wrong, but we've had few issues when you look at things. And so some of my comments, I think, were misconstrued, misunderstood. And quite frankly, I think people are ignorant of the subject matter sometimes when they just come out and say, defund the police. Well, what does that mean? Defund means take their money away. How are we going to operate? And then some of them say, well, that's not really what I meant. Well, what do you mean? You know? And then to judge our complete force, police department force, by making comments such as they have, then that's ignorant of the facts. You know, so we really everyone's got to calm down a little bit, come to the table, and work together to make some changes that may be needed here or there. And certainly parts of the country need it drastically. At the end of the day, in my view, and this is where I have spoken to a number of people, the proof's in the pudding. And that means, what are we doing for education? What are we doing for library services? What are we doing for park services? All of those things that have a dramatic effect on how people's quality of life are affected by local government. I've often said, I say it over and over ad nauseum, and that is that the classroom is the great equalizer. No matter what you come from, no matter your race, your creed, religion, no matter what support you have at home, you get in that classroom, you're treated the same as every kid in that classroom. And sometimes you get more assistance when there's challenges that are found by our staff and our teachers. And that's where it happens. That's where the key is, education. And you see in these big inner cities, they failed on that. And it's a failure. And, that's where the discussion really should be, in my opinion. Not to say there shouldn't be reforms in some of these police departments. Absolutely. But, you know, the what really matters is where we're putting our resources. And I don't think, beyond public safety, you need safe streets. Beyond that, there's nothing more important we do, as I've said a number of times, than educating our young people, because our young people become older people. They become the citizens. They become the future. And we got one shot at that. So I think that's more of the discussion, in my opinion. But again, my opinion.
Well,
everyone has one.
That's what I asked for, and I appreciate it. I appreciate you sharing yours, Mayor. And I'm sure you will in the graduation ceremonies coming up at the end of July as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, that it's nice we're able to pull it off, because it's just not quite the same not having that program.
Sure.
Although I think what we've done has been great, and I think people have been understanding. The videos were terrific. Every kid's picture was up in the video. The choir, the band. It was pretty well done. Mark Carey did a nice job with the school folks on that. So, but I am looking forward to the live event.
Mayor, I appreciate your time this morning, as always.
Well, my pleasure, Joe. Maybe we play a little hooky today, get out somewhere, and enjoy this gorgeous day.
Shh, don't tell anybody. you might see an umbrella pop up on the beach.
Well, I'm not going to squeal. Enjoy.
Thank you. You too.
Take care.
Bye-bye.